Let's move on to tennis, shall we? Have we got Rule Britannia back? Are we able to get that back on? It's an important moment. We're celebrating Britain's success. We've spoken about Formula One and all that. Well, now let's get on to tennis, shall we? Britain's Joanna Konta beat the seven-time Grand Slam champion Venus Williams to win her first WTA title in Stamford. A brilliant, brilliant victory for her. Let's talk, shall we, on this story to Kate Mason, TalkSport 2's tennis correspondent. How are you, Kate? All right?
Doing very well, thank you. Very excited to see Joanna Konta win in such fine form. She actually has struggled a bit with nerves in the past, and she got to 4-1 up in the second set against Venus Williams, who's obviously a notable and terrifying competitor. and she wobbled. She lost the second set. I thought, where's this going? But Konta, as she has been able to do in the last year, recovered and closed out the final set 6-2. Outstanding.
You don't want to be a wobbly tennis player, do you?
You don't want
to. You're going to hit your balls all over the place if you do that. She's now number 14 in the world, Kate. 14. That's serious stuff, isn't it?
It's very serious stuff. 14 as of today, because it was the new rankings that came out on a Monday. And it's a real achievement for a player who has, well, it's often talked about how fast she's sped up through the rankings. But she was 147 in the world last year. And then she popped up in the space of 12 months to 19 in the world, having not really moved around much in those low echelons of the tour. So she's doing extremely well.
How has she improved? What has been the difference between Joanna Konta of 24 months ago to now? How has she been able to become a top 20 player from someone who has been, as you say, around the lower echelons of the top 100 during the last few years?
It's psychology, I think. Simple as that.
So she hasn't improved as a player. She's improved her mental capabilities, you think?
Oh, well, you know, where are we going to tie those two things together? Where does your brain end and your physical performance start?
My brain ends around 7:30 when I get up. And then from that point onwards, the body takes over in a pitiful shambles. Your thoughts? On Joanna Konta.
Well, I wouldn't want to pass comment on that, Tom. But yes.
I will in a moment, Kate. Carry on.
I've only had 2 minutes of all this, so Ian, you know, I feel you. The Joanna Konta of 2016 is a strong player who can manage to get back against someone like Venus Williams, who is 36 years old. Okay, you might say, coming towards the twilight of her career, but someone who has those seven Grand Slams. She knows how to win. She's a confident, imposing player. And Konta, even though she wobbled in that middle set, she still knew, unlike England playing Iceland, let's say, she still knew that she had the capacity to go behind, to lose her advantage and to build back up and claim it. So I think she is someone who could, the highest achievement of a woman on the tennis tour is Jo Dury back in 1983. She got to 5 in the world, and I can see Konta doing that.
Well, I can see she counts on winning. She's going to be presenting Question of Sport in about 25 years' time.
So there's a name.
That's something to look forward to. Now, Serena, even though she's just won Wimbledon, she's not going to go on forever. And there doesn't seem to be a single tennis player who's going to grasp that mantle. So the question, Kate Mason, is how much further can Jo Konta go?
So you're seeing her as an heir to Serena Williams.
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
I think he's saying there is no heir. Yeah. And that's a good thing, I think. Yeah. You know, we're seeing at the moment in the world of golf where, you know, we've lost Tiger Woods and no one else has stepped into that mantle. And every tournament, someone else is winning it. Someone else is competing. It'd be great to see that in tennis, wouldn't it?
It would. And I don't think there is anybody who's going to dominate in the way Serena has, which will probably be a good thing. But it does mean that there are perhaps majors, slams to be won.
For Joanna Konta, I can absolutely see that. I mean, we talked going into Wimbledon, didn't we, about Garbiñe Muguruza coming off having won the French Open. Would she go on? Well, as we know, she was out very early on at the All England Club. And there is a lot more excitement when you're not totally sure who's going to be taking home the silverware at every tournament. So I absolutely love to watch Serena Williams. One thing that Konta shares with her is her big forehand. She can really pummel opposition off the court. I'm gesturing here. I'm nearly hitting you. I'm sorry. But yes,
wait till the ad at the end of the show. Do what you want at that point. Until then, control the fist, all right?
Yes. So she can see you off in that way.
Right. I look forward to that. Now, let's talk about Kyle Edmund.
It's become a bit
well.
Alan Carr during this segment, hasn't it? A little bit. I like it.
Let's talk about Kyle Edmund, if we can get away from Alan Carr. Last weekend, and we haven't spoken to you since last weekend, so it's a good opportunity. Britain won the Davis Cup quarterfinal. They're in the semi-finals at home to Argentina. Andy Murray's back for that. They are defending champions, so it's all looking very good. But Kyle Edmund was the man who did an Andy Murray and won everything. Beat guys ranked higher than him, away in Belgrade, major, major pressure. And his ranking's going higher and higher as well. Dare we say that perhaps there is now light at the end of the British tennis tunnel in terms of the men?
Well, I know that there's been a bit of a British positive, noble theme here after we're all reeling from Brexit. But I think that's a fair point. He's only 21, so he's got a lot more developing to do. 68 in the world and played, you know, took that responsibility at the Davis Cup really on his shoulders. And as you say, did an Andy Murray. Belgrade's a pretty scary place to play in terms of the atmosphere that those guys generate. Quite football, dare I say. But not just him, I would also argue. Dan Evans, who didn't play, so perhaps we shouldn't give him so much credit because, you know, Kyle Edmund was holding the fort somewhat alone, although Jamie Murray and Dom Inglot played amazingly in the doubles. Dan Evans as well, has jumped up in the rankings over 500 places. So we think Joe Konta's doing well. These two young British men looking confident.
Should mention as well that this week, before we go through the next couple of hours of this programme, or after that, we're going to be talking a lot more about tennis because we have the ATP Tour Masters coverage of the Rogers Cup third round from, 6 p.m? Does that get underway? Yes, it does. Should mention that Andy Murray isn't playing in that, but it's still going to be a great tournament.
He's not playing, you're right. He's pulled out, and probably that's a good thing for fans who want him to defend his Olympic gold medal in Rio, which he looks on pretty good form to do if he rests up. So he's been in Canada since 2006, every single year. It's a big decision to make not to turn up to that. But the Rogers Cup, yep, Novak Djokovic is playing. Stan Wawrinka now in second seed. Should be a good one for Milos Raonic as well after his performance.